The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Howdy on your Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the last day of January. Where'd it go? 2019, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, there's news going around that Timmy Boy over there at Apple's kind of saying, yeah, maybe our phones are a little overpriced. While most of you and I are going, yeah, they are. So it looks like we might be seeing some iPhone price cuts in certain parts of the world. Now, since this podcast is basically based out of the UK, I'm sure you guys are thinking, what's it going to be now? How many pounds is it going to cost to get an iPhone? Well, apparently it's going to be the same. Now, of course, the reason why this is happening, most people are saying, hey, the phone I got right now worked pretty good. Or you got the other crowd going over there saying, woohoo, hang on, I ain't giving over $1,000 for a phone. Mr. Cook, on the other hand, though, is blaming weaker macroeconomic conditions in China. Well, regardless, it looks like some people are going to be happy if they wanted a new iPhone in parts of the world. Unfortunately, again, if you're in the UK, sorry, doesn't look like it's going to be happening there. Staying with Apple news, and this has to do with Apple and battle in Facebook. What's the battle? Well, they've shut down Facebook's ability to distribute internal iOS apps. Basically, early versions of Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger, and other of those pre-release beta apps, they've all stopped working. This is basically a response to the news that Facebook has been using Apple's program for internal app distribution to track the teenage population with a research app. That app was actually issued outside of Apple's App Store using Apple's Enterprise program. Yeah, you can kind of see what's going on here. They went behind Apple's back and Apple's pissed off. And who can blame them? When it goes pretty much against all of Apple's privacy rules. Look up there in the cloud. What is it? Holy moly, it's unlimited video uploads. That is if you've got a GoPro Plus. Yes, it seems GoPro is expanding its $4.99 a month, as to say $5 a month, subscription-based cloud service to include unlimited storage, and you can keep the original quality of your source content, too. The catch, of course, they've got to be shot on a GoPro. Now, before this, the GoPro Plus service, they only allowed unlimited photos and up to 35 hours of video, which actually worked out to about 250 gigabytes. If you went over that, you were just out of luck. The files also would have been transcoded and stored at a lower bitrate as well, which didn't make people too damn happy. So if you are using the service right now, you don't have to do anything. It's automatic if you keep subscribed, of course. As for the other videos that you've got up there, yeah, those are going to stay the way they are. Sorry. And finally, who knew Bill Gates is Nostradamus? What the hell am I going on about here? I'm going to tell you. Bill Gates not only saw the computing future, Bill's still seeing the future, apparently. At least he was way back in 1999. So is your curiosity creeping in saying, what did Bill predict? I mean, really, come on. Well, you know those price comparison sites? Yeah, Bill Gates predicted that, saying that automated price comparison services would be developed, and you would be able to see prices across multiple platforms and websites that allows you as a customer to choose the best value for you. Haha, it happened. Believe it or not, too, Billy also predicted mobile devices. Maybe he was talking to Steve Jobs at the time, who knows, but said that people would carry around small devices that would allow them to be constantly in touch with each other and to the internet. There's so many others that we ain't even got time to go into here on the news show. It's almost spooky, I gotta tell you. But if you're curious, head on over to thebusinessinsider.com. They've got all the 15 predictions that Billy came up with 20 years ago. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website. You can get subscribed to our podcast over there, of course. You can look at our blog and review section. It's up there for you. And it's all for free, too. Pretty good deal, I say. Visit us on our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And our community, always alive and buzzing. We'd love for you to come buzz with us. Do it right now by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for tomorrow's edition Friday. I can't wait either. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Thursday. We're almost there. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.